liquid mixture. Characterization is where things start to get interesting. Now the starting part is we have got our pure organic compound now, which we've used those methods to clean up to 99.99% pure. We now need to figure out what it is. So the first thing will be elemental analysis. If you're analysing for things like carbon, hydrogen and nitrogen, this is done by combustion analysis. Typically then you'll send off a sample, which will be a small amount, a milligram, submilligram, an amount, and they will burn that material. From that they determine carbon, hydrogen and nitrogen. You then subtract the sum of those from 100 to get the percent of oxygen that's present in your sample. From this you're able to determine an empirical formula, and you are going to find out how to do that from your textbook and from the module, and you need to practice it to make sure you're quite robust at doing this in a short amount of time. You'll combine the information from the empirical formula with the molecular weight that's provided by a mass spectrum to come up with the molecular formula for a compound. So in this case, the mass spectrum is taking your organic compound, putting it into the gas phase, colliding an electron beam with it. The electron beam knocks out a valence electron, and you're left with the molecule less an electron, which we call the molecular ion. That's typically given the symbol M, and in square brackets around it, superscript plus. Now, this has nothing to do with concentrations whatsoever. This is just the symbol that's used for mass spectrometry and explaining that you're looking at a particular ion. This method is very sensitive. Like, 1 microgram is actually a huge amount for a mass spectrum. In the E1 building down at the bottom, we've got a very flash mass spectrometer that would be working down to the picogram level. Even the mass spec in my lab would routinely work down at the picogram level. So it's a very sensitive mass